so we have a couple more. I just want to mention when we do that baptismal, we've got a few names there already. That'll be right after church. Then you'll go out the double doors and go directly right, or I believe that's south, to the double doors at the end of the building and to the youth building. And that's where we'll do the baptismal, right after church, okay? This morning, bittersweet in a way, but I'm going to have Stephen Vanderhoven come up. Gina. And how you doing, Stephen?
I'm good.
Good. So I had mentioned, I think, last week, Stephen, I don't know how long he's been our drummer. Quite a few years.
How long you been here?
Yeah, quite a few years. And I just want to say he's been faithful in that. I really, for his age and everything, been faithful practices to serve his church, to serve the body as our drummer. By the way, just keep in your mind, be praying, God, bring us another drummer in Jesus' name. But I'm not saying this, but I'd rather be without a drummer than to have Stephen not, you know, pursue God in his life. Amen. So I want to give a moment, if I can, I just want to give Stephen a moment before we have a time of prayer over Stephen, okay?
Oh, goodness.
Just hold it close.
I just want to say thank you for everybody. This has been just a real test of faith. There's a lot of things that have happened last minute, but this is something I've put my faith in God fully. He told me I'm going, and I'm sticking to that. I have since the beginning, whether it's finding a home, whether it's financial, just 100% of my faith has been put in him and his ability to send me there.
Do you want to say something about Stephen real quick?
We've saw a lot of growth in Stephen throughout the years. He's been a close friend, family of ours. I would like to just say I'm really, really proud of you. And I know that this is a scary moment, but I believe in you. We all believe in you. And we know that there is definitely a calling on your life. There's no mistaking that, you know. Stephen was with us in our youth for a long time as a youth and then a youth leader. And just watching him go from stage to stage to stage throughout his life, I've seen a huge maturity and growth in you. And especially when we've gone to revivals together or whatever, Stephen is always there to pray for somebody else. He's always there to lay hands on somebody. And I just know that this is a calling and a good thing for you. And this is not goodbye. I am super excited to see where you're going to go in this. We had Radiant College come out here. Devin, Chad's son, came out here, and the environment is such a beautiful environment. We had them come do kind of a youth event with us, and watching Devin Nanke, the way, because he brought a whole school bus, it felt like, from Radiant, other students, the way they prayed over each other, the way they did life with each other, encouraged each other, and just lifted each other up through the whole thing, made me feel like this was going to be a really good move for Stephen, because there's no way you're going to be able to fail in this, man. And the testimonies that are going to come out of it, the people you're going to touch, I mean, you're already touched so many, including us, but the people that you're going to touch, the testimonies are going to just be truly amazing, man.
I'm just going to give you a word. I wrote this in your card, but I want to tell you to your face. Everywhere your foot lands is blessed in the name of Jesus. Everything your hands touch is going to be blessed in the name of Jesus as you honor him. Okay? Finances are not a question. Those are covered. Because God doesn't give us a call and not make a way. So don't worry about finances. That's going to be covered. A place of living, that's going to be covered because he provides all our needs. Your need is housing. He's going to provide that. It's already been covered. He's already speaking to somebody's heart, and that's already covered. Okay? But the word that I want to give you is that there's going to be times where you're going to be tested. Not by the Lord, but there's going to be tests where you're going to be like, I'm done. But God says you are strong. God says you are courageous. God says you are called and you are a son. I need you to walk in that. So in those moments, when those lies come, it starts as a thought, right? Uh-uh. Cut it off. No. God says I am called. God says I am blessed. God says I am a son. God says I am a king. You have no place here. You have good parents. If you need to call them, you call them. You have Richie and I. If you need to call us, you call us. But the word that God wants you to know is that you are strong. You are strong. And as you allow yourself to be filled, you're gonna overflow. And I am proud of you. And I'm so proud of myself for not crying right now. So, but yeah.
Amen. So if I can, and so those if we could stand up, number one, because we're, and then if you feel led to come, if the family wants to come up here and surround him as we pray for them, or others that know him that want to lay hands on Stephen. If you want to move up a little bit, Stephen, so we can surround you. Thank you, brother. And then we will pray for him. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. In the promised land, they belong to the Father. Father, we thank you. Can you stand up with me this morning? Thank you, Father. The power of redemption. You ever had times where you had to go to him a few times a day and say, Lord, thank you for wiping that slate clean again?
Yes. Amen.
Lord, thank you again for wiping that slate clean again and again and again. I love the law of redemption because that wiping that slate clean in your life only comes by the blood of Jesus. It's putting your trust in that, which also means the law of faith. The law of faith, believing. Lord, what are we going to eat this next year? And God said, because you said that, let me show you. Oh, by the way, let me show you. And he provided things for them that people the next year that would get their land back never deserved. They never sowed. Lord, I thank you for not giving us what we deserve. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for giving me righteousness which I do not deserve. And because of that, Lord, my hunger and desire to become more and more like you increases because of my heart overflowing with your love and goodness because of what you did for me.
Amen.
That's the law of faith. Amen. And that royal law of love. Man, if you've sowed for other people or had people take advantage of you, let me just say this. Forgive people.
Amen.
Forgive people. In your heart, wipe that slate clean. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Don't hold things against people. Let
Amen.
It go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
You ever had, sometimes you have to do that over
and over
and over and over again. But understand that Jesus gave you a jubilee, and there might have been some people that took advantage of you, but he's got your back. Man, he's gonna take care of you and do things for you that you never deserved. Amen. So let it go in Jesus' name. The year of Jubilee. Father, we love you and we praise you. If you're willing, can you lift your hands with me and say, Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, thank you for Jubilee. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your righteousness in me. Father, thank you for doing things in my life that I would never deserve. I still don't deserve, but yet you have done that. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for that. We worship you and honor you for that today, Lord Jesus. And, Father, for those that we feel like that we've sown into, that maybe that have, that, Lord, that we become maybe indifferent towards or upset towards or took advantage of us, Lord Jesus. I couldn't imagine during that time sowing all of that and giving it back to somebody else. But, Lord, you said if we do that, you'll take care of us. So, Lord, we wipe away, Lord. We thank you for removing any resentments or bitternesses or indifference towards people when we say, man, that individual took advantage of me. Father, thank you that we walk in forgiveness, forgive those individuals. And Lord, last thing, Lord, thank you. I'm saying this, say, Lord, thank you for a Jubilee being experienced in my life as I also give it to others in Jesus' name. As I give it to others in Jesus' name. As I give it to those that are in need to understand what Jubilee means, having your sins wiped away, being restored to him who purchased you by his blood. Father, we thank you for that today. Amen. Lord, we love you. Father, we worship you. We honor you this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit here today, this morning. Lord, I pray that every individual would leave here with something, Lord, whether something to encourage them, to challenge them, to set them free in an area of their life, Lord. Those have held on to some who ought. Lord, we let those go. We let that go in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your blessing. And if you need prayer, want a time of prayer, would you come up front this morning if you need prayer? If you need somebody to agree with you, or if you just want to come up to the front and just pray, you can do that as well. Lord, we love you. We praise you. You love him this morning? I say, do you love him this morning? Father, we thank you and we love you. And we praise you for this, the true meaning of Jubilee. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we thank you for blessing us tomorrow. Father, the best day of the week, Monday. We thank you for blessing our Monday, our Tuesday, our week. Lord, as we are continually and often reminded of your goodness this week, and tell others of your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen and amen.